Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You know, we got, I'm glad you're here, and we got the FedWatch show today. This is what this is. We're talking about the Federal Reserve Board is meeting. They met yesterday, they're meeting today, and they're going to make a decision. They probably already made the decision, and they're going to announce later today what their decision is on interest rates. Now, I'll give you a little bit of a reminder. When I first started doing my show, interest rates were pretty high, and I was working hard. I was doing everything I could do to get them to lower rates because we in those days we had Bob McTeer, who was actually a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, was a member of my brain trust. Who else had that? Nobody else had that. And Bob McTeer, I was hammering him pretty hard. He was on our side. He was trying to get rates to keep them from raising rates. Keep the Fed from raising rates because higher rates are not good for small businesses because you and I live in a world of plus prime plus. You know, prime is, if you don't know this, prime is 3 points above the Fed funds rate. So if the Fed funds rate is 2, then prime is 5. And small businesses, now prime is the rate that banks loan their best customers. That's the definition of prime rate, the rate banks loan their best customers. Small businesses don't live in the world of prime. We live in the world of prime plus. Prime plus would be prime plus one, so prime plus two, prime plus three. And so prime plus, the definition of prime plus is the rate which banks will loan their best small business customers. Because remember, every small business loan is a risky loan. That's the way the government thinks about it, every single one. And the truth is they're probably right because you and I don't have a lot of – if something goes wrong, we don't have a lot to fall back on. We have our equity. We have whatever cash we have. We have our intuitiveness and our stick-to-itiveness and all that kind of stuff. But basically, we don't have a lot of financial – alternatives like the corporate America does. So if we make a bad mistake, we're one bad mistake away from failure. And so, yeah, any loan we make is risky. And the government thinks that, the regulators think that, and they're probably right. So and one way to mitigate the risk is to charge more interest, to make more up interest on you to make up for the people who fail, right? That's the way it works. It's an arbitrage kind of thing. So we live in prime plus, and that means if you're a really good customer of a bank and they know you've got a good balance sheet and you've proven to be a performer in the past, and the prime rate and the Fed funds rate is 2 and the prime rate is 5, then you might be able to borrow money at 6. It might be 7, who knows, but it'll be in that range. Well, right now, the level that the rate that the Fed is at, where they are right now, is what is it? Just below 2%, something like that. And I mean that's how low it's been, folks. We don't even know what the rate. Most people can't even tell you what the Fed rate is right now. And it's because it was for like a decade almost, the Fed funds rate was near zero. That's historic. That's unprecedented. In fact, we're still in an unprecedented period of time. Rates have never been this low for this long, at least not in anyone's memory who's alive today. I can tell you that. And so the rates are still low. So the Fed is probably going to raise rates this week, about a quarter point, because they're concerned about inflation. There is some inflationary stuff going on. Their two primary goals are to hold down inflation and to manage the employment situation, right? And so their job is to sort of manage the economy with interest rates. That's one of the tools, the main tool that they have. You should use that almost exclusively. But still, if they raise rates a quarter of a point today, it'll still make interest rates that you and I pay our bank when we borrow money, it'll still make that rate a rate that we can afford. We can still make money if we borrow money at that rate. If we had to, when we're buying equipment, if we're buying a real estate, whatever we're doing with the money, you can still, if you're getting your margins, you can still make money on these rates. So even if they raise rates today, which I think they're going to, that doesn't mean that it's going to hurt us that much. And I'm going to talk about some more of this after this break. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.